Hello and welcome to Holden Village. Today's date is September 27th, 2006. Today's session is Holden Faith Hike, the fourth session, fourth CD recording of the day, presented by Dale Jampgard. Let's listen in.
Stalwarts. I wanted to mention just an experiment that was done. And if you were in my classes, you probably heard it, but I wanted to repeat it. HeartMath is a center in the HeartMath Institute in Colorado, and they are doing a lot of the research on the heart and its capacities and functioning, and out of it they're developing experiential learning that helps people shift into, I call it shifting into the peace of God. In other words, when there's a conflict, we can either rise up to fight or let go to run, or we can center and drop into the peace of God. It's called a shift. And at any point when you find yourself in a conflict and find yourself going, just say shift. And it's a way of just centering and dropping in and beginning to get a sense of being grounded and okay or significant by the grace of God. And it just begins to free you to function. Whereas this very limits your ability to think and function at the time. But anyway, this HeartMath Center has done this experiment. And Did I talk about this where they showed people pictures? Anyway, I'll tell it again, because it's an interesting one. They had people wired in their head, yes, in their heart, and they were able to tell when the heart and the head were activated. And so they showed people pictures, 20 pictures randomly shown, and some were calming pictures and some were disturbing pictures. And what they found is that 77% of the time, that's a different figure. Got to keep these different experiments straight. What they found is that people were able to anticipate the calming picture or the disturbing picture. And what they found is that the head and the heart would respond to the pictures. And they kind of expected that. What they didn't expect was the precognition. And that is about 3 to 5 seconds before the disturbing pictures were shown, the head and the heart would be activated, getting ready for the disturbing picture, like it knew what was coming. And what the further surprise was that the heart seemed to know sooner than the head, and it would activate sooner. So this idea of precognition, comprehending with our heart, the heart must have a tremendous capacity to know things in ways that our head doesn't function. And so this idea of Jesus being in our heart and being able to comprehend, I just find an interesting correlation there that is being kind of borne out by the actuality of the research. Why do we do what we do? Again, I've alluded to the idea that if we do what we do in order to become somebody, it will shape everything we do. And what we do will have its deadening, destructive results. If we do what we do because we're trying to justify ourselves. So to do what we do because of who we are, by the grace of God, is to let it flow out of us. It has a whole different feel. And that's why there's a limit to the use of law. To live up to the laws, to give enough, all of this kind of approach to you, to be a Christian, you have to do this and do that and so forth. It makes it often feel burdensome. Whereas if we do what we do coming out of who we are, then it kind of flows. And the potential of that, I think, is tremendous. So I would like to guide you in an experience of that. And again, kind of be off by yourself so you're not too aware of what each other's doing, because other than you kind of want to check what the other person's doing, but kind of find some space of your own. So you don't need to worry about Ross here.
He does look when we play cards.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Now, also, have your pieces of cardboard and your colored pens. I asked you to take two. At the time that we use them, I will put these out, and if you want some different colors, help yourselves. There's plenty here to draw on. By the door there. So, just to have those ready. The scripture talked about Christ in our heart. And I'd like to experience that with you. The I wrote something let me just ask you, what are some of the things that come to you about the life of Christ?
What? Healing, teaching.
Healing, okay. Teaching.
Human.
Compassion.
Yeah.
Godly.
Skill.
Love. Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Healer. Wisdom. Forever.
Okay.
Accepting. Accepting, non-judgmental.
Yeah. You took time out. Did you forget that one? Mm-hmm. Says I gotta go be alone. I gotta pray. I need to be filled. That's an important part of it too. And he did some pretty amazing things. And so I just wrote, Jesus saw the pathos of the people and he wept for all humankind. He saw children grasping for hope and said, suffer the little children to come unto me. He confronts with compassion those who have eyes and couldn't see, those who have ears and couldn't hear, those misusing their religious practices so they pray to be seen, walk by on the other side to avoid the Samaritan lying beaten by the road, glory in giving more than the widow's mite, feeling righteous as they prepare to atone rather with prayer to stone the woman caught in adultery, using religious rules as self-justifications rather than as avenues of spiritual growth and compassion. He He sees the need for wine and changes the water to wine. The need for food, and he multiplies the loaves and fish. The need for sustenance, so he fills the net with fish. And the need for faith, so he walks on water. Jesus sees the suffering of the blind, and they see. The lame, and they walk. The lepers and outcasts, and they are welcomed. The broken, and they are made whole. The dead, and they are raised. He sees the vanity of authorities and challenges them with his spiritual presence, love, and authority. He sees the need for visionary purposes as he is transfigured and said, "You too are the light of the world, and greater things than I do will you do." He sees the deadness of all humanity, so he dies that they might live and rise to the aliveness of faith, peace, hope, and love. As he dies, he said, "It is finished. My role is finished." And to his followers, he says, "Feed my sheep. Love God and all that God has created, your neighbor and yourself, with all, every cell, every niche of your heart, mind, body, and soul. For lo, I am with you always, unto the end of the earth." I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your awareness to your breathing. And then hear Jesus say your name. And he says, "Listen, I'm standing at the door, knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you, and you with me." Let yourself see the door. And then as the door opens, let the presence of the Christ be known to you. The light, the love, the spirit, and let him receive him who is the light of life come into you. Now in your imagination, with Christ in you, let yourself experience ways in which you can live, empowered by the Christ, guided, lifted up. Take some moments now to just imagine if that can be for you. I'm going to play some music and give you just some moments to reflect. Kind of notice what's happening in life, what life can be about. Now please take your colored pens and your sheet of cardboard, and on the white side, do some kind of an expression of what that life was about for you, with color, symbol, whatever, let your hands discover. This is not a work of art, this is an expression, so let it happen. If you want more colors, there's more colors up here. take a couple minutes to finish your expression, and then we could come and sit on the inside circle of the chairs, please. Okay, and then without following any order, as you are ready, would you share what your expression is and say a little about it? So, what you may want to be taking from this experience.
We have to show our pictures.
You have to show your picture.
Oh, okay.
It's the law.
Old Testament versus the gospel.
I'm showing a beautiful sunshine, pretty day, people sitting in chairs, relaxing, leaning back, smiling, happy people, some praying, some not praying. Kind of like Holden Village.
Very good.
There you go. Okay.
I was more focused on Jesus. In the beginning, it was so calming, and I could just kind of see him walking along the beach by the lake and, you know, preaching to people and whatever. And then when it got to be kind of dramatic, you know, I was thinking about him in the Garden of Gethsemane and how he prayed and his disciples fell asleep and weren't there to support him because they didn't understand what was going on. And then it got calm again, and I thought about heaven. And then the music got worse again, and I thought about him at the courthouse with Pilate and how all the people were against him. And then finally, one of the loud music parts, and I could see him on the cross.
Well, I don't have any particular order to this, but I always feel the sun will come out tomorrow. And Jesus is our sun and our brightness. The empty cross represents the risen Christ. And the green and the growing, we need to grow every day, and green represents growing. And then as the music swelled, all I could think was sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
Yeah, I was just thinking of Poland and how you look at the mountains every day, and it just makes you feel small compared to what you thought you were. And the deer we saw in the wildlife and how close you can get to it. And the labyrinth where you go around.
You guys all picked these non-colored colors. I can't see anything.
Oh, good.
The light is pouring. Yeah. Don't know how to change it.
Well, you'll never be able to see mine. I told you I have problems with being busy and noise and all that. Look at mine. That's busy and noise. But I've got the risen Christ. He's off the cross. I've got water and fish because my husband's home fishing, and I should think about that, right? And I've got a rainbow here, a rainbow that leads to the exit sign, and also a steep stairway. I don't know what made me think of that. All the steps and stuff leading to an exit. But I've got a very, very happy face here. I've got a lit candle. I have an ice cream cone. I have some music. And then reading. And it doesn't have to be the Bible. I can get inspiration out of just about any book where I go, what an idiot, you know, and how bad.
bad they were to make those poor choices. And, you know, I think we all tend to lend our conscience to the judgment and whatever we read. Fiction is okay. And whatever. My girls always say, how can you read the Bible all the time? There's a lot of other good stuff. But the Bible's got it all. It's got it all. And anything else I read is like incidental, but enforces what I already know.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not as profound or as thinking about anything as specific as most of you. I was in a totally different space and world and feeling. It was the door, the gate that you first began talking about was open at all times, and the light, the brilliance just continued to stream in, the warmth, the feeling that God was here without and within was continuing. I don't know if I can explain other than I just felt in all areas it was just washing over continuously, and the crescendos that every time it would just feel like it was brighter and greater, and until finally there was just a huge amount of whether it's people or beings joining in.
Mm-hmm. I'm not an artist, but the sun and the stars symbolize light, and when the light comes into us, we're happy, happy faces.
I hope nobody can see this. Okay, use your imagination now. Sights that somehow are portrayed here. I had the mountains, the trees, and Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes into the hills, whence cometh my help. And then the fact that your foot will not be moved, the waters that are flowing, well, we've had quite a bit on water here, you know, but the streams coming down, water of life, living, water and light. I had the sun up there, a red sun, or pink sun, but I didn't want to go up and get more. But, you know, the experience, I think, here, the light shining, the beauty, the wonder, amazing life. Light, water, the source of our strength. God is in the midst of us. Mm-hmm. She shall not be moved.
Mm-hmm. Well, mine isn't a very good picture for you to see, but I have thousands of people on the Golden Street down here, and I have Christ up here with many thorns with his cross and the sun shining brightly above him. That's what it's supposed to be anyway. But I see people praising him, thousands of arms praising him.
Mm. Thank you.
When I listen to the music, you know, when you put a CD in the computer and you get these waves that just keep coming out and getting bigger and prettier and all that, that was my first vision when I started listening to the music. But then I saw, Jesus, who rose from the cross, and I felt like an empty vessel that needed to be filled. And Jesus pours all these gifts into this empty vessel, and pretty soon it's overflowing, and it's flowing out and touching others.
Thank you.
I kind of pictured just like a lake in the shape of a heart, and God's love falling in with a splash, and then the ripples of expanding further and further with compassion and peace and joy and forgiveness and listening and caring, and that radiation just goes on and on and on. So it's like God's love falling into my heart like a stone, and it radiates out in ever-widening circles. Seeing Christ in others, giving thanks, feeling free to be who I am, praising Him, standing in awe. All of those things result from God's love pumping into my heart.
Okay. Thank you.
I got a rainbow illustrating God's power of control plus His joy, which equals then His victory in all.
Mine is just more a stream of consciousness, presence, seeing the observer, returning to the beginning, entwined pathways, steps.
I don't know what some of mine is. I drew the purple line because I felt I should. I don't know what it means. And this is kind of a tightly wound spiral that is unwinding and opening up. And this is sort of like a flower opening. So that was my sense, the sense of opening.
I was thinking of the image that came to my mind, thinking of joy and light, was the image of people gathered around the presence of Christ in the table and singing Alleluia, and the expression of community and joy and life that can be. And I also chose green because I just love the color green. And it sort of looks like they're all gathered on the earth. So it's like on a particular place in God's good earth, praising God for life and salvation and joy.
And I didn't draw anything because I couldn't draw what I felt. And I'd like to tell you if I can get through it.
Please do.
Because this morning I had a very, very, very strong feeling. I have had some problems. I felt distant from God. And this morning, when you said, imagine yourself with a tomb, and Jesus calls your name, I felt His hand on my shoulder. And it was so warm. And I feel so joyful.
Possible.
I don't even want to show mine because I drew really our journey through life, a journey through the wilderness perhaps as the staff of music. And you probably can see mine because it's bigger. The sun, our God above, is shining down on all people. It is brown because I didn't see any yellow, which would be brighter. He's on our planet too, as you see the trees, and he's coming into an open door. The heart, the notes are the hearts of the people, and he shines anyway on our whole world is what I'm saying. This door happens to be open, and the sun is shining into that door because that person is. We go on through the journey.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I didn't draw anything, but as I was fantasizing,
the phrase keeps ringing in my head, greater things will you or can you do? And I just keep thinking about how small my aims are and how if I just dared, I could stretch and do more to be compassionate to people, to trust in the prayer for healing, to encourage people, to lift the sights of my groups, my congregation, to tackle things that I think are possible if we believe they were. And so that image just keeps stretching me and saying, look again, is there more? And that's exciting for me. However, I do feel very warmed by your involvement in your presence here. This was a new thing, a different thing for Holden, and I've done things like this in smaller ways, but it was some kind of risk in trying to do an all-day thing. And even to have all of you having committed the whole day to it is very gratifying. It's hard to get people to commit an hour, to say nothing of a day, to an experience. So I thank you for being here and sharing in this experience. I want to have a closing, and then after the closing, I have sheets of paper. And since this is a new thing, I think the directors would like to hear from you. What was this like for you? Was it of value to you? What is there any, how would you see this being a part of Holden or not? But mainly reporting on how you experienced this and its value to you. So let me pass a sheet of paper out before we have our quotes. Some of you that I served the parish with a Catholic priest, and I've also told you that I felt I learned a great deal from him. And one of the things I learned has really stuck with me and impressed me. And so as a way of closing, I'd like to invite us to become one with all the people of the earth. And when we pray our Father, I would want us to be mindful that we are in saying our Father, that we become one with all people. We are one family. Every person is created in the image of God. And so let's stand and join hands. And as we finish the prayer, I will turn on a benediction, and we can just continue as we hear that benediction. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Just continue to stand in the circle. Did Jesus the Christ go with you? In your dying and your living and rising, in your living and in your loving, unto eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. If you want to discuss or talk about anything, I'll be around. And please take a moment to write your notes to the directors.
You want us to leave it here then for you? Or?
Yes, we'll gather them and give them to you. I probably want to read them myself. I have to admit.